This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we know that producers here in Iowa understand everything there is to know from wean to finish on our pork industry and what it takes to get a healthy hog to market. However, where things can get a little more dodgy for producers is understanding the consumer and what they're looking for. The National Pork Board, with the Pork Checkoff, is working to educate suppliers on how the consumer public thinks. We'll talk more about that next.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
As we talk about the consuming public and what producers need to understand, we talk with Glenn Tonzer, professor of economics at Kansas State University, and he talks about his role in helping producers understand the consuming public.
Yeah, most of our listeners are more familiar with the supply side of the meat and livestock industry, how many hogs we have in the industry and so forth. One of my jobs is to, you know, help translate that, but also to remind folks that that's only half of the equation. If you don't understand what consumers are buying, why they're buying, or at times why they're not buying your products, then we can't really, you know, totally tell the whole economic story. So I spent a lot of my time at Kansas State in the Ag Econ department, as you said, trying to track and understand the nature of meat demand. And that's my engagement for the most part with the National Pork Board.
Tonzer says that the recent pandemic was a great illustration of the sometimes volatile relationship between supply and demand.
Barrels and gilts leave the hog farm in, I'll call it, fixed proportions. So we get ham, we get loin, we get bacon products. We get a lot of products off each one of those animals, but they're not consumed in equal proportions. You know, my household would consume a lot more bacon than sausage, for example. There's other households that don't eat any ham. There's some that eat a lot of ham, right? So that variation across our large population, over 300 million people in the U.S., and pork is consumed in a pretty non-uniform way, is what I'm trying to impress on people, was reminded to us during COVID. And the workforce disruptions and running our facilities kind of reminded that, and we saw some pretty abnormal price relationships and what some probably thought was justify these price movements. And at the end of the day, it was a relationship between non-uniform consumption by consumers and fairly uniform fixed supply coming from the live animal.
The recent inflationary period has been causing more volatile relationships between supply and demand as well. Tonzer talks about where the challenges lie.
We're a year and a half past what we might call peak inflation. So, you know, to peg this, I'm 44 years old. There's a large part of our population that had not experienced 8-9% inflation until recently. And that had a, you know, massive impact on household budgets and their what I call financial sentiment, how comfortable they are with their finances. And for the last 2 years, tracking that and who is more optimistic or who is more pessimistic about their finances has made a big impact on who's had stronger pork demand or weaker pork demand.
Tonzer says, though, that there is reason for optimism going into 25.
There's some reasons for optimism that we're ending 2024, looking into 2025, with the public becoming a little bit more optimistic. Inflation, at least at the moment, is a little lower. Wages are still rising, so some buying power is improving. And hopefully we see that spill over into stronger meat demand in general, and we're mainly talking pork today, pork demand in particular.
The pandemic did get consumers back into the kitchen, and that's something that translated into the inflationary period as well. Folks learned they didn't need to go to restaurants to have a good meal, and that did support the proteins, not just pork. But we could see more growth in that restaurant business coming up next year. We have more comments online at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.